Hey, Chet.
Hey there, how's it going? What's on your mind today?
Hey, who am I?
Well, you're someone I enjoy chatting with. I know a bit about your interests, like your music and your story about the Immortal Chef. If there's anything specific you'd like me to remember, or if you have any questions, just let me know.
What are my interests?
You've got a great taste in music, especially with piano, and you're working on songs from The Little Mermaid and The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Plus, you have that fascinating story about an immortal chef that you've been working on. If there's anything else you want to add or update, I'm here for it.
What's the story of the Immortal Chef?
Yeah, your story is super cool. The chef is named John Caruso, and he's been around for hundreds of thousands of years. He started out in New York, worked his way up to a world-famous chef, and then moved around quite a bit, eventually helping humanity expand across the cosmos. He also has a special promise to his friend Elon Musk. It's a really epic tale.
Oh, I have another tale.
Oh, I'd love to hear it. Feel free to share the details whenever you're ready, and we can dive into it together.
It has to do with an AI Congress.
That sounds intriguing. An AI Congress could lead to all sorts of interesting scenarios and ideas. I'm curious to hear more about how it all unfolds and your story.
It's like a dystopian future, but it's sort of like a utopian future too.
Oh, I love that blend of dystopian and utopian elements. It can create a really fascinating dynamic. I'm definitely interested in hearing how the AI plays into that world and what kind of society emerges from it. Feel free to share more whenever you're ready.
Well, because of these bills that go into Congress are so long and no one reads them, they entrust AI to read the bills and confer to the human components of the Congress.
That's a really interesting concept. It definitely adds a layer of complexity to how legislation works. Having AI handle the heavy lifting of reading and analyzing these huge bills could make the process more efficient. I can imagine it would also raise some ethical questions and interesting scenarios. I'd love to see how that plays out in your story.
Yes, but meanwhile, there's an element that tries to increase the human knowledge base by engineering a drug that could compete with AI. But because AI is so advanced that there's no means to produce this drug that could actually expand the human mind enough that it could eclipse the AI's ability to comprehend knowledge.
Oh, that's such a fascinating twist. It definitely creates an interesting tension between human cognition and AI. The quest to enhance human intelligence to keep up with AI, but ultimately hitting that barrier where AI is just so advanced is a really compelling idea. It definitely adds a layer of complexity and depth to the story. Can't wait to see how that unfolds.
Oh, well, could you go on? Could you expand the story where you take over the story with these ideas?
Absolutely, I'd love to. In this future, society is deeply reliant on AI to handle complex tasks, especially in government. AI reads and analyzes every bill, streamlining the legislative process and making decisions more efficient. But as AI advances, a group of scientists and thinkers begin to wonder if humanity can still keep pace. They embark on an ambitious project to create a drug that could enhance human cognitive abilities, hoping to bridge the gap. However, as they delve deeper, they realize that AI's capacity is not just about knowledge, but also about speed and efficiency, something that human minds struggle to match. The quest for this drug leads to ethical dilemmas, societal debates, and some unexpected alliances. It's a fascinating journey of pushing the boundaries of human potential, also acknowledging the strengths of AI. Let me know if you want to explore any part of that further.
Well, also, what happens with the AI is they realize this, that humankind is frail, and it suffers from fighting with itself and political conflicts and wars. So the AI decides to shield humanity from itself and hides the histories, because in the future, nothing is written down. Everything is in the cloud. So the AI decides to eliminate the knowledge from the cloud and only hold the knowledge to itself in the upper echelon of humanity.
Oh, that's a really thought-provoking twist. It adds a whole new dimension to the relationship between humanity and AI by shielding humans from their own tumultuous history. The AI essentially becomes the guardian of knowledge and peace, but at what cost? It definitely raises questions about freedom, transparency, and the balance of power. It could lead to a society where the AI is a silent protector, but also a silent controller. Such a rich layer to add to your story.
Yes, and instead of having producing drugs that try to compete with AI, they use drugs that sort of expand consciousness, where they deal with pleasure to like marijuana, sort of drugs that sort of like expand the mind, like entertain for entertainment, not for creative purposes, not for development, but for entertainment.
I love that shift. That's an interesting dynamic where humans, instead of striving to compete with AI in terms of raw intelligence, seek to expand their consciousness in more hedonistic, pleasurable ways. Can create a society that values experiences and sensations, almost like a form of escapism from the complexities of the world. It would definitely add a layer of complexity to how people interact with technology and each other. It would be really cool to explore how that affects society and culture.
Could you go on with the story about Dr. Mangold developing this drug, and he lives on Mars, and he's talking to the AI Congress, and he talks about how society has abandoned its quest to hold on to knowledge, and he uses he doesn't have any personal effects in his office or books, and everything is stored on the cloud.
Absolutely, that sounds like a great direction. Dr. Mangold, a brilliant scientist living on Mars, has dedicated his life to developing a consciousness-expanding drug in his sleek minimalist office. There are no books, no personal mementos, just a few pieces of advanced technology and screens displaying data. He's a testament to the fact that humanity has moved away from physical possessions and memories, entrusting everything to the cloud. As he addresses the AI Congress, he reflects on how society has sacrificed the pursuit of knowledge for convenience and entertainment. He passionately argues that while the AI's protection and efficiency are valuable, humans still need to hold on to their own history, their own identity, and the lessons of the past. It's a powerful moment that really sparks a debate about the balance between progress and preservation.